The Effect of Local Universe Constraints on Halo Abundance and Clustering, by Maxwell L. Hart et al. Cosmological n-body simulations of the dark matter component of the universe typically use initial conditions with a fixed power spectrum and random phases of the density field, leading to structure consistent with the local distribution of galaxies only in a statistical sense. It is, however, possible to infer the initial phases which lead to the configuration of galaxies and clusters that we see around us. We analyze the C.C. Borg suite of 101 simulations, formed by constraining the density field within 155 MPC, H with dark matter particle mass 4.38 times 10 to the 9 mSun, to quantify the degree to which constraints imposed on 2.65 MPC, H scales reduce variance in the halo mass function and halo-halo cross-correlation function on a range of scales. This is achieved by contrasting C.C. Borg with a subset of the unconstrained Quijote simulations and expectations for the average. Using the FOF, Few and Hop halo finders, we show that the C.C. Borg suite beats cosmic variance at large mass scales, is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 14 mSun, H, which are most strongly constrained by the initial conditions, and exhibits a significant halo-halo cross-correlation out to approximately 30 MPC, H. Moreover, the effect of the constraints percolates down to lower mass objects and to scales below those on which they are imposed. Finally, we develop an algorithm to twin halos between realizations and show that approximately 50. This was The Effect of Local Universe Constraints on Halo Abundance and Clustering, by Maxwell L. Hart et al.